do complement each other, and how you, again, if you broaden out from the main lesson structure, you can discover that you can breathe into the curriculum for the year in a much more relaxed way. And the longer I consult with people and homeschool my sons, although one of them's gone off to high school now, I've only got one at home now, the more I discover that it is, in the upper grades especially, it just makes life more easy, and it makes the whole process much more doable if what you take from the idea of main lesson is immersion and having periods of time that make sense for what it is that you're studying. And again, so if botany becomes a theme for fifth grade, you don't have to get stuck into main lessons. Rather, you know, when the apple trees are in bloom, or when the spring flowers are flowering, or whatever it is, when the trees are turning, whatever happens where it is that you live with the plant life, when that's happening, that's, you know, that you're on the ball, you've been thinking ahead, you can anticipate it, and you know, next Thursday we're gonna go do such and such because this is happening, and then it's real. So then it becomes very exciting. Okay, so just looking at my notes here. Okay, so you really need for fifth grade to make sure you do transfer, you do segue from the mythical to the historical. As I mentioned earlier, that's a really important transition point in the child's consciousness, where they're becoming aware of themselves as an I, in the most profound sort of way, the sense of their growing freedoms, their growing separation, their growing selfhood. And so moving into history and seeing individuals, you know, in Greek history, Galen, Plato, Archimedes, Euripides, there's loads of people. Bob and Cindy Shearer, and that's Cindy with a Y, Shearer, S-H-E-A-R-E-R, they're sort of conventional Christian homeschoolers. They've reprinted some terrific books, Famous Men of